If there was a group of people on a deserted island and a plane flew overhead and dropped a King James Bible and then returned 10 years later to see what happened, I am very confident that not a single person on that island would have adopted the theology of the cult known as Jehovah's Witnesses. Why? Because the Bible does not teach watchtower doctrine. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This segment of Against the World is brought to you by Imprint Design Co. Do you need a website or a logo? Visit imprintdesignco.com. Art and communication in one cohesive unit. And by the Puritan Hard Drive. Paul Washer writes, having the Puritan Hard Drive is like owning the largest Puritan and Reformed library in the world, along with a full-time research assistant with his PhD in Puritan Studies. With the click of a button, you can easily do 10 hours worth of research in just seconds. For more information on the Puritan Hard Drive, go to www.puritandownloads.com.
The basic teachings of this cult conflict with the Bible, the 66 books which make up the Old and New Testaments. I could list many more, but here are a few reasons why I would identify them as a cult. If you would, call them reasons why I could never become a member of the Watchtower. Number one, the Jehovah's Witnesses deny the absolute, unique divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. Isaiah 41 verse 4, 44 verse 6, and 48:12 declare the attribute of being the first and the last, and that it belongs to God alone. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 7, 8, 11, 17, and chapter 22:13, Jesus is shown possessing this very attribute, thereby making him the Jehovah God of the Isaiah passages and indeed of the entire Old Testament. Isaiah 45, 22 through 25 speaks of a universal worship which one day all people will render unto God. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11 applies this Isaiah passage to the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 44, 22 and 23 sets forth Jehovah God as the Redeemer. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 establishes Jesus Christ as this Redeemer. Isaiah 45, 24 and 54, 17 declares that Jehovah God is our righteousness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, the Lord Jesus Christ is declared to be our righteousness. Isaiah 43:11 reserves for God alone the work of saving man. Besides me, there is no Savior, declares the Lord. Titus 2:13 teaches that Jesus Christ is the Savior, thereby establishing him as the God who is saving his people in Isaiah chapter 43. If you are a Jehovah's Witness, I beg you to read these scriptures for yourself and compare the verses cited above. Number two, the Jehovah's Witnesses teach that Jesus Christ is a created being and that he is another God. Now, this doctrinal error is achieved through a spurious translation found in their New World Translation of the Christian Greek Scriptures, which renders John 1:1, and the Word was a God. The prophet Isaiah emphatically denies this error. In chapter 43:10, 44:6, and 45:5, and verse 21, and shows the JW's translation of John 1:1 to be utterly illegitimate. Four times the Lord God declares the impossibility of there being another God or a God beside him. Yet, with their translation of John 1:1, the Jehovah's Witnesses now have two gods. With all their talk of believing in one God, Jehovah's Witnesses are actually polytheist. Number three, Jehovah's Witnesses deny the personality and divinity of the Holy Spirit. Of the many scripture references that show this to be false, John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14 is representative. 8 times the Lord Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit by the personal masculine pronoun. The Greek word spirit is neuter, but the pronoun employed is not it, but rather he or himself. JWs have to believe that Christ was grammatically incorrect, for the pronoun must agree with the noun in gender. But he was theologically correct in thus recognizing the Spirit's personality. Were the Holy Spirit not a person, the pronoun it would have been used and the grammar of the passage kept intact. Ironically, even the Witness's own New World Translation acknowledges the Spirit's personality in the translation of these 2 verses. Coupled this with what perhaps is the most devastating passage, which displays the Watchtower's false teaching on the Holy Spirit, is Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remain, was it not thine own? And after it sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. In verse 3, Peter says to Ananias, you've lied to the Holy Spirit. And in verse 4, just before Ananias became the first person who was truly slain in the Spirit, he informs him that he has actually lied to God. Conclusion, lying to the Holy Spirit is lying to God because the Holy Spirit is God. As previously noted, I could go on and on with why the Watchtower is a theological cult of Christianity. For example, they also deny the following essential doctrines of the Bible. They deny the biblical doctrine of the Trinity. They deny the bodily, corporeal resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. They deny the bodily, visible return of the Lord Jesus Christ. They deny the presence of the believer with Christ upon death. They deny the reality and eternality of future punishment. They deny the perfect salvation that Christ earned for his people on the cross. And finally, they use a perverted translation of the Bible. Now, my friends, if you would like to know more and have a more detailed explanation of why Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult, I encourage you to see our documentary, The Marks of a Cult, a Biblical Analysis. We are offering this DVD free of charge for the month of December 2012. You only need to pay $5.95 for shipping and handling. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos, all in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library. And much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan Hard Drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwaters Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan Hard Drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.